Get your passports. This Monday, we're hopping from Southern Asia to Europe, back to Southeast Asia, starting our commercial-free coverage in Afghanistan. The war-torn nation has a new leader, actually two of them. The election was in June, but neither Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai nor Abdullah Abdullah came out the clear winner. So after months of disputing who should lead, the two announced on Sunday they'd form a unity government in which they'd share power. Ghani will be Afghanistan's president. Abdullah will be its chief executive officer. This comes at a crucial time for Afghanistan. The Taliban, who used to rule the country, have been fighting to regain control of it. And U.S. and NATO troops who've been helping fight back against the Taliban are moving out, leaving more security to the Afghan people and their new government. Meanwhile, in Europe, major political question for Scottish voters last week. Should Scotland be independent from the United Kingdom?
This is a once-and-for-all decision. If Scotland votes yes, the UK will split and we will go our separate ways forever.
We've waited a long time for this. So it's really quite exciting. And I'm going to bed early tonight because I'll get the result at 8 o'clock in the morning.
The majority of valid votes cast yesterday by the people of Scotland in response to the referendum question, should Scotland be an independent country, were in favour of no.
Today is a momentous result for Scotland and also for the United Kingdom as a whole.
The people of Scotland have spoken, and it is a clear result.
Scotland has, by majority, decided not at this stage to become an independent country. I accept that verdict of the people, and I call on all of Scotland to follow suit in accepting the democratic verdict of the people of Scotland.